This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is the People Show. And you know what that means? Finally, The Rock has come back to Denver.
For Monday, September the 18th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And that was the moment on Friday night that The Rock returned to WWE. A surprise that caught all of us off guard. The Rock being introduced to the crowd in Denver, Colorado by Pat McAfee, and then proceeded to have quite the verbal altercation with Austin Theory. We even got a people's elbow at the end, and a Pat McAfee people's elbow, which was also a good effort. Now, just before that, Pat and The Rock had some time together on Pat McAfee's show, and lots was discussed on there regarding plans for The Rock at WrestleMania. In fact, here's The Rock and Pat talking about what could have been at WrestleMania 40.
In the beginning of 2022, Nick Khan, who we know, shout
friend
out to
ours,
Nick,
shout out
very
to
good
Nick.
Friend,
dog.
Long time for years.
Dog. Yeah.
He's the man. He was very instrumental in bringing Vince and I together. We all flew to LA. We met. We sat. This is the beginning in 2022. And we broke out the Terramana, we toasted life, toasted the business we love, and about an hour later, we started talking about the potential of what this match could be between myself and Roman Reigns headlining WrestleMania at SoFi. And we shook hands and we hugged right there, all three of us at the table, and said, let's do this. And so the North Star, though, so then we had a year to really think about this. Yeah. So the North Star thought was, okay, let's not do something good, let's not do something great, let's do something unprecedented. And it was in, what can we create for the fans that has never been done before? A match, great. Roman, incredible athlete, he's going to be on Mount Rushmore.
Super handsome. Right?
Super handsome, good dude, my cousin, family, amazing. We can have the match, but the bigger thought was, what can we do for the fans in this business that we love that will, where WrestleMania isn't the end of something, it's actually the beginning of something bigger.
Got it.
So
what happened?
We got really, really close, but we couldn't actually nail what that thing was. So we decided to put our pencils down, and then we agreed, hey, listen, there is a merger coming up. Eventually that will happen. There's WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, there's the eyebrow.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's certainly not a no for a Rock Roman Reigns match in 2024, but it wasn't properly ironed out the way that all parties hoped, which meant that we didn't get it earlier this year. The backstage area was a sellout, as you saw on the video which WWE shared. The gorilla position was heaving. And Better Wrestling Experience reveal that the general vibe backstage was ecstatic with the reactions that The Rock got. They go on to say, do BWR, no agreement over anything other than meeting to discuss story options has been made, which suggests that the Rock and Roman Reigns match isn't a no for WrestleMania 41. And as Rock said with Pat McAfee, he's keen just to make sure that they get the most out of it and they create something that's different and above and beyond, which you can't really blame him for. So what does that mean for WrestleMania? Well, BWR say that despite the return of some heavy hitters, one of those we'll talk about in a second, Cody Rhodes is still the priority. Cody Rhodes has a story that he is yearning to finish, and that being the one with Roman Reigns. And it seems as if, despite the return of some major WWE stars, the plan in place is still to have Cody Rhodes finish his story at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Second, it's AJ Styles,
the phenomenal one, looking to even the numbers
and even the score with Jimmy Uso. And here comes Cena.
Kick from Styles rocks Uso.
Save Jimmy! And Solo Sikoa does just that.
Now the other big name that is back on the books in WWE for a good while, actually, considering all things, is John Cena. So we know that John Cena is scheduled to be on SmackDown all the way through until the end of October. But there's a few extra bits now coming out about John Cena's plans going forward with WWE. It's on the social media accounts for Saudi Arabia's Riyadh season, where there was a video published over the weekend that showcased some of that year's sponsored events for Riyadh Festival. And when they brought up WWE Crown Jewel on November 4th as part of Riyadh season, it was revealed that the event would include the participation of John Cena. So while Cena is booked to be part of every SmackDown event throughout October, he's also making the trip to Saudi Arabia on November the 4th, where he, according to this video posted about Riyadh season, he will be part of WWE Crown Jewel. Somebody that we saw John Cena getting into the mix with on SmackDown this past Friday could potentially be his future opponent as well. Better Wrestling Experience have tweeted out Cena versus Solo for the Royal Rumble / WrestleMania is currently looked at. Cena and Solo Sikoa looked like they're on a collision course here. And this is a great opportunity to absolutely galvanize a future star like Solo Sikoa. He's had some huge victories in his time in WWE as part of the Bloodline. And the metaphorical head of John Cena mounted above his fireplace would be the biggest one of all. Love, not obviously literally, that'd be weird if people were doing that, but Solo Sikoa and John Cena potentially having a run-in at the Royal Rumble that would lead to a match at WrestleMania. It would be a big deal for Solo Sikoa to be in the mix there. So some really exciting plans going forward for a trifecta of WWE stars. The Rock, John Cena, Cody Rhodes, and you know what? We'll make it a quartet. Solo Sikoa to be in the heady heights there. I think that's exciting for him as well. Some big things happening for some major stars in WWE as we head into WrestleMania season. The Rock, Solo Sikoa, John Cena, Cody Rhodes. We should add Roman, shouldn't we? We'll make it a quintet. Should have done that immediately. A quintet of stars with big WrestleMania plans on the horizon. Looking ahead to today on Cultaholic on the podcast feed. Brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw review later on today. We are done with In Your House, Buried Alive. We got the fallout from that show and we are en route to Survivor Series. If you are a Bret Hart fan, this is an episode of Raw that I may upset you and I apologize in advance and you may become the biggest Jack Atkins fans of all time. I'll say no more, and I'll let you listen to that episode on the podcast feed a little later on. If you're a Patreon, you're going to get that as a video podcast tomorrow. Apologies for the delay on that one. A video podcast returning for tomorrow for the Raw review and the SmackDown review as well. We did a watch-along of Royal Rumble 2002. Video version for that is coming on the Patreon this week as well. We thank you for continuing to support us on Patreon. If you want to get video versions of the Classic Review podcasts and video versions of Desert Island Graps, you can get them by supporting us on patreon.com/cultaholic. Check out the YouTube channel right now as we dive into the rich and varied history of Impact Wrestling's X Division. There has been some ups and downs and some twists and turns when it comes to the X title. We break them all down on the YouTube channel. Plus, we take a look at 10 of the most famous house shows in WWE history. Some big things and some ugly things have happened when the cameras weren't on. We talk about 10 of them at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.